Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys. We on the air. It's time. Shit. You know, I got shit to talk about. You can call in, of course. You know I want you to call in. That's my thing. I want everybody. Bubba Gray, what's happening with you, man? Ain't seen you in a while. But I'm really interested in a lot of things being answered today. Because shit is fucked up. It is. The country is in such chaos that you can't listen to shit no more. You can't listen to nothing you hear. Our country has black motherfuckers, brown motherfuckers, and all other kinds of people of color believing that the election was stolen from goddamn Trump. Now, I'm not really political, and this ain't gonna really be about politics. But what I'm saying is that, you know, at one point I was thinking, oh man, white people, blah, 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 you know, fucking with Trump, blah, blah, blah. But it ain't. It's all kinds of people buying into that bullshit. Excuse me. They believe the shit so much that them motherfuckers is willing to goddamn storm the Capitol and do all kinds of foolish shit. Okay. What I'm saying is, but the capper, this caps it. What I'm saying is, they want you to sit back and watch. They want me to sit back and watch on TV, I guess. I'm watching, but I damn sure ain't sitting back. Because what I'm saying is, the shit is going to spill over into the fucking streets. And you got to have your manhood in check, man. You got to have it in check because you're going to get tried. Ain't no doubt about it. In the next 2 years, you're going to get tried. I'm talking about one-on-one with some Peckerwood talking some of that goddamn MAGA or whatever shit they be talking. Because the thing is, you and every other motherfucker know goddamn well you can't do what these motherfuckers is screaming is being done. You got to know Casper the Friendly Ghost to do the shit these motherfuckers talking about. So why are they doing it? They're doing it because for a whole bunch of years, I don't know how many, just a whole bunch, men, black men too, but I'm talking about men. We've just been resting on our laurels. We thought forever, I guess, we gonna be better than women or whatever the fuck you motherfuckers think. But what I'm saying is, now you're getting charged for sitting back. But listen to me. You're getting charged by something that was a lot of years in the making. Women trying to get their damn rights or whatever the fuck they want to, you know. I ain't saying they should not have rights. I'm just saying whatever their trip is, they doing that shit. But the thing is, that's women's rights. Now, what that does is make dudes release their rights. Why? Because you're trying to give women the same right. Now, what I'm saying is, as long as you think of it like that, I mean, that's what it is. I don't think of shit like that. Bitch ain't got to have no right, because I ain't got no motherfucking rights. I ain't stupid. I ain't got no motherfucking rights. You ain't got no rights. And it's being proven to you every day when motherfuckers can tell just blatant lies in some sort of legal hearing, whatever it is, and don't get charged for it. Well, let's just see you do it. Let's see you just tell a blatant lie. In some kind of proceeding. And see what the fuck it happens to you. I don't give a fuck if you're a white boy, if you're a fucking whoever you are. See what happens to you. Now, the importance of what I'm saying is this. If these motherfuckers are making right be wrong, can't you see them motherfuckers? They ain't gonna necessarily be like the Ku Klux Klan and have hoods over their face and shit. But can't you see them thinking they can march in your motherfucking neighborhood? Trying to tap some shit up cause whatever, white power or whatever the fuck. What I'm saying is, see, I don't know what game y'all playing, but the ones I know, the games I know about have rules. And the one I'm playing can only be won on a daily basis. Every single day you have to win this. And that's the power to be you. And you can't be you. Oh, shit, man, I'm not on the rag channel. I mean, I should be on Blog. Yeah, you can't be you if you don't know who you are. And you better learn who the fuck you are, because times you just don't know. I don't necessarily think this country whole political scheme is going to change. But I do think that there's going to be some major fucking changes. And it's going to be a caste system. And you better establish where you belong. Because if you ain't got no direction, if you ain't got no plans, plots, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, your motherfucking ass is going to be on the lower end of things. I don't think I'm smarter than you. I think I got more go-get-it than you. I think I got way 10 times more go get it than any one of you motherfuckers. That's why I keep spitting shit, because I'm getting mine. The thing is, this means, you know, when you're getting shit every day, this means that every day has a new set of challenges that you're ready for. You gonna deal with them. You're not gonna try to avoid them. You're not gonna ignore them. You're gonna deal every single day with every single problem you face with. Now that's first and foremost. Now, the whole time you doing this shit, you staying in your lane. Because you got some challenges don't mean you got to change up what the fuck you do or how you do it. You just got to make sure you stand in your motherfucking lane. And I don't particularly care what none of you closet haters think. One day you're going to wake up and thank my black ass for the strong-ass motherfucking shit I be spitting. Those of you who accept it are going to be strong-ass men that got turned out by my goddamn course, and they ain't talking about turned out in those streets. I'm talking about turned out to being down and dirty for yours, not for some other motherfuckers, because I ain't trying to get some other motherfuckers. Now, the other night, one of them goddamn videos I was making, I had like damn near 10 unsolicited endorsements. And if you, you know, listen to the videos and you hear the endorsements, I mean, you can think what you want to think, but I'm sure you hear genuine individual things these motherfuckers got from our courts. Now, shit, man. Those brothers came, they came on and they stated exactly what they got. They, you know, made them see clearly, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying, guys, and when I be saying brothers or fellas or whatever, I'm talking to every single one of you motherfuckers. I'm not being racially prejudiced or whatever. I don't give a fuck if you're white. I don't give a fuck if you're Mexican. I don't give a fuck if you're Hawaiian or whatever the fuck. I don't care. I'm talking to men. Make sure you understand that. My shit ain't for blacks. I welcome any man who want to understand in plain English, well, understand in the plain English that I use in my course, that we all have one thing in common, and that's the ability to grow. We got that. Ain't no motherfucker gonna tell me shit about me because I've learned quite a bit. I have experienced so many things that showed me mean, but the only way I was able to see it is because I would not let myself think outside of whatever boundaries I had set for myself. And the more you confine your efforts to a single goal, the more you're going to be growing and, you know, like leaving, building a legacy that you can leave one day. Now, I started out talking about the fucking politic bullshit, but I don't really give a fuck about politics. I just know that you influential motherfuckers that be taking this word or that word and making a whole scenario out of it, you guys are being influenced by this bullshit. I know you are. I listen to the shit all the time, the news. And you know, it is what it is. And it's always been this way. I mean, way back in the 60s, they was communicating with real spaceships and shit. And we only just now finding out about it. I'm telling you, fellas, there's a lot of shit going on that you ain't knowing about and you ain't even thinking about it. All right, let's get a little bit deeper into what I'm talking about. See, because motherfuckers be saying the same things just in different words. So, my course is more important than ever in these times. And more importantly, it far outshines anything like it. Why? It has a complete program with it. You can learn it on your own or you can come to SWU. You got these shows. You got these videos. I am not the only, but I'm one of the only motherfuckers that you could contact on anything you need. I'm talking about as far as some kind of question, some kind of doubt, some kind of problem, some kind of complaint. Everybody else has just got you fucking with the computer. Look, leave me an email. The fuck do we care about your email? Because he said leave it on this one. This is for complaints. That motherfucker just delete them. But what I'm saying, really and truly, what I'm trying to get you to see is if you're serious about getting confidence, and getting a real handle on your manhood. My course is your answer. It's for you. And believe me, I don't talk in no pimp shit. I talk in straight 2 or 3 letter, 4 letter words. Think about this. What if this lawlessness takes over? Why I say lawlessness is because if you look at that shit, somebody has to be telling the truth. You got two, they got totally opposite views of the same thing. Now, of course, I believe in Democrats because at least what they're saying, I can see, I can text, I can really follow what they're talking about. Them fucking Republicans, everything they're talking about is to prove the election was stolen. Now, but what you guys probably haven't even realized is that every other motherfucking Republican, maybe not every, but damn near every other Republican on that goddamn ballot won. So I'm saying if they cheated, wouldn't they cheat and knock all the Republicans off? Especially if they can knock the president off. Wouldn't be shit to knock senators and congressmen and shit off. This is why it's so asinine for motherfuckers to believe this shit. But they do believe it. So you gotta deal with it. My thing is this, and I hope you realize this. Trump could come and take your family's riches if we let what they trying to do go on. He could come and claim some kind of shit and have motherfuckers been come take your shit. I know it ain't gonna be like that. Sure it isn't. But look at what's going on. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck what that party stand for. They only want to back Trump. And they say that. They already was willing to rush the Capitol for this motherfucker. So what's next? You guys are waiting for it. I ain't waiting for it. I really ain't. If you don't have a firm grip on who you are, you're going to be in trouble. That's just all it is to it. They're coming for your motherfucking ass. The only real conspiracy theory is white people are trying to return to a new version of slavery. This is the real fucking theory, conspiracy theory. And the new version ain't about niggas. Every one of you motherfuckers is going to be slaves to this shit. Don't have a fucking watch that supposed to pay you in minutes of life. If you do good, motherfucker, I'll give you some more minutes. Hey, man, they're making every move to reverse shit. And they're doing it right in our motherfucking faces. Right in our faces. How the fuck can politicians pass laws preventing or hindering voting? They're doing it. And I guess we just sitting up saying, well, whatever, okay. So what I'm saying, man, besides the politicians, how can motherfucking citizens actually support that kind of shit? Man, they can do that shit because the only ones who matter supporting it is white motherfuckers who want to control this country. And stupid ass Mexicans like Ted Cruz, he actually thinks if the shit jumped off, he ain't gonna be kicked to the curb. Well, I said, this is one time. I am not tooting my own horn. I'm telling you the truth. I am up on this shit. I used to get question after question on nonsense. Dudes want free game. But I'm changing. And this is probably one of the beginning of videos. I'm not be talking about politics, but I ain't going to be talking about too much more, you know, get your nuts. Well, I am going to always be doing that because of Sidewalk University. But what I'm saying is I'm just thinking of different things now. There's too much bullshit going on. Now, there's, you know, been so many success cases. I damn near can make, like, videos and shows, if that's the case, on support testimonies. But I don't do that. My videos have a bigger-than-ever audience. And the questions that be... Speaking of questions, what the fuck is up with y'all? Why y'all not calling in and ain't answering? You motherfuckers, man. Why is that, man? I'm very curious. Why are you guys not calling me? Why? Ooh, I don't even see very many motherfuckers even commenting. Alpha Brick, love your book, Rosebud. Hey, I don't know, man. You guys don't have to tune in. You know, you can hear it at a later date, I guess. Shit. The thing is, I be thinking at lightning speed. And sometimes it seems as if I haven't given shit much thought. I would imagine a lot of the times it seems like that, but I have. And if you motherfuckers continue to study that course, you understand the importance of thinking fast. You cannot think slow. You must think fast. You must think on your feet. And you must adapt if necessary to any fucking environment you find yourself in. Time and time again, I've shown you that I talk a lot of shit, of course, but I never talk bullshit. I never talk bullshit. Periodically, you know, I need to stop and appreciate where I came from. You know, I love my mom and dad. I love Vallejo. I love the poverty I was raised in. I'm a product of a man who thought he could do anything he thought of. And a woman who had a belief system so fucking strong it was just unmatched. You ain't gonna find it. Only Gandhi. Some motherfucker like that had the kind of belief system my mama had. So my dad always told us, boy, if you thought of it, you obligated to yourself to do it. And he would get mad when we said, I don't know how, any of that kind of shit. We'd damn near get a whooping. And my mother, if she believed it, she told us, if you hold on tightly and you really believe it, it's going to come to you and it's going to grow that belief. And I'm telling you, I was born to these parents and lucky enough to understand both their point of views. And I incorporated them in my life. And I somehow was able to mesh them together and to get my personal philosophy. And you know, I've said many times, I could do anything. Anything I set my mind to, I can do it. And my philosophy is, like I say, from my dad, I can do anything. And from my mind, I believe in me. I believe in all I do. So, I know a lot of you motherfuckers think that I be hating on you and shit, that I can't stand whatever about you. That's not the truth. I'm showing you love anytime I holler at your motherfucking ass. I'm showing you love that I don't even have to show. Because most of you motherfuckers ain't even fucking with me on the money tip. But what I'm saying is I share that shit. You accept that shit or not. And you don't realize that you're not utilizing it. The shit I'm saying, it helps you develop an aura. It helps you have a presence. You don't understand that. If you're just a person walking up, goddamn, some motherfucker that got more money than you gonna walk up. Some motherfucker that's an actor or a singer gonna walk up. Or, you know, athlete. I mean, how you gonna win? I'm saying, man, you gotta be able to win. You gotta be able to know that you can win even though you ain't. Can you imagine me standing around 7 or 8 motherfucking NFL players? I would look so tiny. I'm saying, but I didn't coach a couple of NFL players that I had to, you know, promise not to mention who they are. But what I'm saying is I didn't coach them. My little short ass compared to them. I'm short as fuck, but I'm gained up. So who's the biggest motherfucker? Shit. I know they're bigger than me, but you know, I like think this kind of shit. To humor myself, you ain't gonna humor me. You ain't gonna even call in, motherfucker. Oh, 205, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's up?
You said that your mother had a belief system like Mahatma Gandhi, but did you know Gandhi hated black people?
Man, what the fuck is you trying to say?
He referred to black people as Kaffirs.
Okay, man.
And you said your mother had the same belief system.
Bro, I did not say she had the same belief system. I said she had a belief system like, and then I hesitated and I said like Gandhi. Because I was trying to think about somebody that just believes something wholeheartedly. I could have said Mother Teresa. I could have said a bunch of motherfuckers. I didn't say my mother had the same belief system as Gandhi. You just wanted to think that. Because you one of them closet haters too, fool. I can recognize motherfuckers, man. 859, come on.
Hey, what's happening, Mr. Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
This is Bubba Gray out of Lexington, Kentucky, man.
Bubba, what's happening, man?
What's happening, man? Hey, man. When you said,
hey,
where have I been? When you said, where have I been at, I thought to myself, I was like, man, I need to call in and tell Mr. Rosebud where I've been at.
But wait. I remember you told me things wasn't going good health-wise, man.
Yeah. I told you a while back that I was on that dialysis, right?
Right.
And I signed up for your Sidewalk University, right?
I remember.
And I had intentions of going to that, right? And right when I was getting ready to go do my work, right, I got the call for the kidney, right? So
you got it?
I got the kidney now. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost a year in.
You know you can come still.
Everything is good
like you just did it.
Yeah, I was just calling you to let you know where I've been at, you know what I'm saying? You know I ain't never forgot you, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I am so happy to hear that you got that kidney, man. Take care of your goddamn self, man.
Yeah, man, you know.
Don't say it low like that, man. Say it real, like you're going to do it. Take care of your motherfucking self, man. You got action.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I'll be hollering at you, but check your inbox and I tell you more.
Hit me, and just know that April 1st is when the new semester begins.
Okay, man. Okay, cool.
All right. Hey, brother, this was a good call, man. I'm glad to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man. Love you, brother.
You know it, man. Be cool.
All right.
So, you guys, the thing about me and the thing about you, too, if you really are about it, it doesn't matter what I say anyway. That is, if you are down. Now, all the men I came up with could recognize a mother, could recognize a woman that wasn't finna bust a skinless grape a mile away. And you guys got to talk to her, got to deal with her, got to see her today and then see her 2 days from now and then see her 2 days from that, you know, for 2 weeks or a month or whatever, all that kind of goddamn shit. Man, what I'm saying is when we seen a broad wasn't going to bust a grape, we ignored her. Fine-ass motherfucking bitch coming around the motherfucker trying to use that shit. We ignore her motherfucking ass and we make her shit or get up off the motherfucking pot, bitch. Because what I'm saying is, I'm not chasing. What does this have to do with being strong when the shit come down? Because when the shit come down, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to stand up and grab that shit you've been talking about. You'll grab your pistols or whatever the fuck. And you're going to have to shoot up some peckerwoods. Because I think, I could be wrong, but I think what Trump is doing is riling up a bunch of motherfuckers till they get enough nerve to say they want to take the streets. And they're going to say they want to whatever. They ain't going to do it in their neighborhood. I'm telling you, what the fuck use is it to doing it on different capitals? Ain't nobody in them motherfuckers. They gonna start doing shit to people. And that's when you're gonna have to make that goddamn, you know, decision. The same decision that you have to make when you want this bitch to fuck with you. It is the same decision. Why? Because it's whatever you think, and whatever it is, don't take no long time to think it. I mean, I'm crazy, but that's what I think. I don't care what the fuck it is. I ain't taking no long time to know what I want to do about it. And when I even make a decision in that fast, I ain't changing my mind. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm walking down, you know, into some sort of danger type situation and I didn't really realize it, somebody woke me up, damn, I'll change my mind like that. But I'm saying, shit, what do you think make a motherfucking bitch want to fuck with you anyway? Shit. What make her want to fuck with you? Is the fact that you just will not give her any attention. It's because the niggas, all of them, fuck with her and your motherfucking ass don't even look in her direction. I don't even touch the same chair that bitch sat in. Yeah, I'm like that. You're supposed to shun bitches. You're supposed to shun them with the quickness. Why? Because that's so your life could be like, I shun all kind of shit. Man, I see that shit real fast. Oh, man. Man, come on, man. I ain't getting involved. I ain't finna help. Nah, man. I mean, some kid, real kid, having some sort of problem, you know, negative or whatever, I might, you know, reach out. Lord, I'm saying, shit, I really don't even do that shit. I'm just saying. You got to develop your aura. You have to develop your persona. It's so many things that you have to develop that you cannot develop without believing in yourself, which is why you can't catch a bitch. Because if you don't believe in you, why the fuck should she? Come on, man. Two and two is four. That's just how it go, man. My thing is this. First, I've just given you one key to having an aura about your lame motherfucking ass. And I know you never would have motherfucking caught it. That's why I had to tell it to you. But check my courses out if you want to get the rest of the shit. And talking to you, I just realized something. After the rude awakening I received from this consumption of bullshit that I've been listening to, I had to sit and think. And while I was thinking, I started doubting myself. Now, you remember the other day when I said the worst thing insecurity and doubt can do is make you think. That's all it can do. But I had to learn that again from my motherfucking self, because this particular doubt I had, which I ain't gonna tell you what it is, but this particular doubt made me realize that my fuel for educating, you know, and bringing young men along was getting low. It got low because I've been speeding along and I didn't pay attention to my gas tank. You know, now, wait. I didn't pay attention to my gas tank. What you don't know is my gas tank is fueled on the kind of doubt I be getting. Shit. That's what keeps my tank full. Having doubts keep me sharp. Now that I've refueled my tank with some doubt, I'm going to use it in all I do to win. And I'm saying I'm not afraid to doubt or have doubts about anything I do. Shit. As a matter of fact, there has not been one thing I've done that you even know about, even my course, all kind of shit. It ain't been one thing I've done that I didn't doubt whether or not I knew what the fuck I needed to do, but I never doubted, you know, able to learn it. Shit, I ain't never thought I couldn't learn what I didn't know. 857, what's up, brother?
What's going on, top of it, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call in, man, tell you, man, you're giving up some real good game right now, man. I don't want to interrupt the process, but I just wanted to put a few things out there, then I got a question for you.
Come on.
Okay, so number one, I'll just give you a little quick background on myself. I'm in the chat. My name is Calvin Boyles, right? I'm a stroke survivor, so my voice is a little different. Just work with me one time.
Go ahead, bro.
So I just want to put this out here right now. Bitcoin, you know, I got an IT background. I used to be a huge fan of your work in American Pimp, how you used to go into the motherfucking skyscraper with your pimping ass and be a call center manager and shit like that. Well,
yeah.
I kind of took a peek out your book, man, and I went and worked at this investment bank one time, and simultaneously I had a bitch, right, over here in Boston. Now, what I discovered while working over there, these motherfucking peckerwoods, as you call them, they were doing, like, you know, stocks and bonds, shit like that, you know.
Check
and, there's investment.
Wait, check game. I can't listen to your life story. So, Nathan, I'm
I'm not trying to get you.
It ain't that I don't want to hear it. It's that, you know, don't take this much time to ask me what you want to ask me, please.
Okay. Okay, fair to say. Now, I'm just giving you the quick backdrop. I'm apologize for being long with it. Now, what I discovered of working over there, these motherfuckers was using robots, artificial intelligence, to do their trades, right? So now you got this motherfucking Bitcoin, all this drama with these stocks and bonds and this volatility. Your average everyday layman or a black motherfucker from the hood trying to get involved in some stocks and bonds or some Bitcoin is taking a hit on these losses because, you know, they don't know nothing about that shit. They just know buy some stocks and shit and try to flip it. But these white boys, my question to you is, damn, I almost forgot my motherfucking question. My question for you is this. My question for you, I wanted to pass that information to all those out there fucking in the you know, investment world. Get you some motherfucking robots. Now, my question to you is this. If I got a bitch, right, let's say she retired or some shit like that, and not really retired, but she found a rest haven somewhere and she kept her feet up, but she contemplating about diving back in and sticking her feet in the water. Should I let the bitch marinate or should I let her come on back into the fold?
Why would you ask me some shit like that, man? Listen to me. Either you lying or you motherfucking just a trip nigga, man. Why would you ask me that, man? Should you let her come back into the fold? If you got a fold, that means you got a game like a motherfucker, so you already should know if you should let her come back or not.
Just saying, business got a barbecue or mildew, you know what I'm saying? Shit to get off the pot, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, judging for your wisdom, I mean, I respect your wisdom and your intellect.
Let me shut your motherfucking ass up, man. Some of you motherfuckers don't know when to be quiet. It ain't the bitch. It's you, fool. You the one need to shit or get up off the pot. Wondering what the fuck you should do with a bitch you already got. That don't make no goddamn sense. Quit faking on me, man, and talk like a real motherfucker. And you know what? I had two strokes. Now, what's up?
That's real talk, man. I ain't trying to fake the bacon, man. I'm just, you know, I may be a little insured myself to a degree, but I'm pimping like a mad Russian now.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You can't kick no pimping with me because I ain't listening to it. I can identify with a pimp. I ain't got to be standing next to your motherfucking ass to know whether or not you a pimp. I can hear coming out your goddamn mouth. You ain't got a pimp bone in your body. And you know what else proved it? Because you ain't trying to say nothing right now. So don't try to say nothing now. Because you ain't no pimp nigga, man. Come on with that bullshit.
Man, I got 2 ears and one mouth, man.
You got know, what?
I got 2 ears and one mouth, man. I'm listening to a legend speak. You know, even if you chopping me up, I'm going to hear what you got to say, man.
Well, what
you know?
That got to do with what the fuck I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about you. I don't need no motherfucker sucking my dick. Fuck that. You pimp ass motherfucker.
Well, I'm far from a homosexual, man.
What?
I said, I'm far from a homosexual, man. That's not why I called you. You know,
well, man,
I called in to show the show love, man.
You supposed to speak up about you ain't no homosexual. And if you ain't, you need to quit with that bullshit you saying. Because that's what make niggas get pumped off. talking bullshit. If you got a bitch, you got a bitch. But you ain't doing no pimping. That bitch is voluntarily going and getting some money, and your motherfucking ass is accepting whatever the fuck it is, because you showing the fuck ain't sending that bitch after shit. Because you don't have it in your voice. I know pimping, nigga. Now what?
Hey.
What?
Hey, my voice got fucked off, man, in a stroke, man. If you heard my original voice, I'm a cold motherfucker. This is a different voice, man, and I still catch hoes. What you talking about, man?
I don't mean your voice like that. I mean in the way... Look, if you got hoes, you got hoes, man. You got anything else to say, bro?
No, I ain't really called tongue wrestling with you, man. Like, you're a legend, man. I respect you. I respect your intellect, man.
God bless you too. Check in. I ain't trying to, you know, say you ain't no pimp. Fuck it. You a pimp. My thing is this. Learning is a serious process. You ain't gonna learn some shit. Oh, let me get rid of this. You ain't gonna learn some shit just because you say you want to learn. You got to motherfucking accept that you're going to not know some shit, but whatever you learn that you did not know, you're not going to question. You may have a question about it, and we could kick it, but you can't question something you don't even know. Therefore, once you learn it, you won't have to drown in your misery as you guys do. Man, I wonder what the fuck am I doing wrong? Man, I can get the bitch, you know, and I can even get her to Denny's for coffee. But she don't want to come home with me, man. And when I call, she don't answer. You guys do all this. Come on, man. Yeah, woo. All you motherfuckers in this life, 2021 life, you know, you keep wondering why you run into so many punk bitches. But you don't see that the path you take to bitches, this was making the bucks. You don't make the bitch worth your time. You don't put any value on you spending your time talking to this bro, let alone explaining some shit to this goddamn bitch. And then after we didn't talk, or not we, but after y'all didn't talk 10, 15 minutes, she gonna start telling you how she feel when her periods come. And your motherfucking ass is going, yeah, I understand that. You good empathetic motherfucker. You need to learn how to have bitches. And that will stop these bitches from being punks. I ain't got no punk bitch. I ain't got no cool bitch either. Don't get me wrong. they ain't cool. If they're cool, I'll let one or two of them live with me. But I'm saying, fuck them, ain't nothing cool. But what I'm saying, I know what kind of bitch I want to fuck with. You know, I don't want no one of them fucking take you to court, sue your ass because they've been living with you 6 months. You fucking bitch. I don't want one of them kind of bitches. I want one of them bitches to say, you know, I tell her, look, bitch, you know what? This shit ain't working out. Well, look, fuck you, nigga. I want that bitch. She just gone by her motherfucking business. And, you know, if I see her again, I buy a drink or whatever. But my motherfucking ass, I ain't trying to have no motherfucking bitch. Not like that. Nah, what I'm saying is, you be wondering about these bitches without answering the question, why do I keep running into all these punk bitches? because you're going to be looking for real business. Because you can see a perk before you speak to her. It's when you hear her voice. Don't you see the path that you guys take make bitches punks? You let the bitch talk to you and your boys. You let the bitch smoke Swissers. Bitch, I can't tell you what to smoke and what you can't smoke, but I sure as a fucking tell you what you can smoke around me or in my motherfucking car. So if you think you want to smoke a cigar, let me get you a lift so you can go on, bitch might be one of my bitches. Bitch, let me get you a motherfucking lift. Yeah, you can smoke that motherfucker. Hey, man, I ain't being with no bitch like that. You know, you must think your dick is as big as mine. You bitch. Oh, boy, I'm a monster. Because I don't get mad. I get even. Bitch, you going to say some punk shit to me? You going to do some punk shit in here? It's pimping going on. Pimping ought to beat your motherfucking ass without touching you. And I ain't lost none of that.
Oh, so you're so hurting. Why do you say these things?
Cause, bitch, I know what I'm doing. Fuck you think why I say this shit? You think I want to... Well, I ain't got fingernails no more. But I still don't want to bruise my knuckles. I'm old. I can't close my fists as fast as I might want to hit you in your motherfucking head. And then My fist ain't all the way closed, and I make contact with that skull of yours, motherfucker. Fuck my hand up. I say some shit like that. This nigga is crazy. What the fuck is he talking about his fucking hand? This game. This how you play, motherfucker. You fucking with Rosebud. Rosebud ain't fucking with you, baby. I don't do it. I ain't fucking with you. You fucking with me. And you better watch out because I'll be then fired, your motherfucker. Fired? Yeah, bitch. You ain't just guaranteed to be. I don't need your motherfucking money. You punk motherfucker. If I didn't have no hoes, I can make as much money as your bitch ass, mate. Maybe I could, maybe I can't. Wait a minute. I ain't got no bitch now. I ain't got no bitch now. And I'm so doing some... I don't think I'm checking as much money as a real fly hole check. But, you know, them busters and the motherfuckers that I was just talking about, I bet I'm checking what they checking. So what I'm saying is you comparing your money with a bitch? No. But if I was, I know bitches make hell of money, especially even punks. So what I'm saying is, come on, be careful what you ask me, goddammit. Because 300,000 is 300,000. Who gives a fuck how you made it? As long as you made it in that year, shit, who's the baddest? Me. You know why? Because I ain't got to go no motherfucking where. I ain't got the stress. Come to work when I want to, dress like I want to, you know, drink on the job. Smoke weed on the job. Oh, you say hoes do that shit too? Oh, okay. Come on, motherfucker. You're not getting it. You allow bitches to be in the same motherfucking conversation you and other men are having. You allow bitches to avoid their opinions on your projects. You make deals with any woman who speaks to you just because she spoke to you. You don't know her, but so you say, now, every one of you don't say this, but I know you motherfuckers say some version of this. Damn, I was having a pretty fucked up day. Looks like it might get better telling this bitch that. What I'm saying is, think of this. You don't even know who the bitch is. She didn't tell you her name. But you don't know what kind of bitch she is. You don't know if she's going to be some positive for you or something that you want to get the fuck away from. And you already telling her she's brightening your day. Bitch, you can't brighten my motherfucking day. My fucking day so bright. That's why I'm in here, because I was trying to get out the motherfucking brightness of the motherfucking day. But goddamn, the shit has followed me in here. And look what it, now, bam. I'm just saying, the light done shined on your little motherfucking ass. Not shit. I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. Light is the motherfucker. So, what I'm saying, fellas, you speak to bitches, and you know goddamn well she ain't gonna do shit. And you also know you're not gonna ask her to do shit. You fuck with the bitch before you get paid, and then you want to wonder why she had no respect for your motherfucking ass. This is lunacy. Because this is right in front of you why the bitch do what she do. You let her. If you want to run into stomp down women, I ain't talking about prostitutes. I'm talking about women. If you want to run into stomp down women, you got to be a stomp down man. You can't be no fourth of a man.
I'm one fourth of a man, fourth of a businessman, fourth of a lover of life, and I'm a very good, well, I'm one fourth of ecology, ecologist or whatever the fuck.
What I'm saying, goddammit, stomp down means no deals, straight heels. And the thrills of motherfucking watching women get it for me. That's me. Now, I don't know about you. Because I'm not saying my life have to please all y'all's. My life only got to please my black ass life. That's all. My life pleased me. And of course, those that's fortunate enough to fuck with me. So, all you need to do is accept that there's rules, there's regulations, there's real. Now, you know, I do the alphabet. Those are three R's, rules, regulation, and real. But what I'm saying, you guys, is you fucking don't understand how important what I'm telling you is. I'm telling you something that started in a political fashion, then to whatever I went into, but then now I'm all the way in a bitches. Because it all is intertwined. It's all intertwined. You can't adjust who you are because of what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling the bitch this, that, and the other. Then, motherfucker, get some politics now.
Politics? You got a motherfucking right.
This dude come out and invest in bitcoins, whatever. Man, let me tell you about investments. I don't give a fuck what you're investing in. What you're doing is giving habitual gamblers your money to gamble with. Because what I'm saying is when you do your investment, what does it what is it based on? Is it really based on what it takes to get your investment, this Bitcoin, if that's the case, to the market? Or is it based on what some motherfucker said in a boardroom? You guys stupid. The motherfucker in the boardroom would say, you know, I've been feeling this way or that way. Or he'd say, God damn it, that bitch didn't let me fuck her this morning. You know, I know she got a couple of Bitcoins. You know what I'm going to do? You don't know what this, you don't know what drive that shit. But what you should know is that people drive that shit. Not how much it costs to mine it or make it or whatever the fuck. Some motherfucker is sitting in the boardroom saying why this or that is going to happen. That's what stocks are. You're just giving gamblers your money to gamble with. They're not gambling with it. I'm talking about with their money. Them motherfuckers. Now, I think if they bought stocks that they knew about, it would be like insider shit. So I don't think they even buy stocks. I'm not saying they don't, but I don't think they do, because how could they if, you know, they work on the stock market? But what I'm saying is that the only motherfucker gambling with my money is me. Period. So, I'm saying I pay my rent on time, you know, my lights and all that shit. Motherfucker spent $2,000 on my old ass caddy yesterday. Front end alignment, some tires, some fucking rims, and all this fucking shit. And what I'm saying is, I got it like that for me to do. Not that is, you know, some big shit. I'm just saying, you know, if I just really, you know, want something, I'm gonna get it. I'm not a caddy. Who wanna ride in an old caddy? And the motherfucker ain't riding right. I know. I really know. So, I'm thinking my front end is fucked up. So, let me go and tell these motherfuckers to give me a front end aligned, big old tires. And I'm motherfucking, I pull in there, I give the front end alignment, $150. Alright. And I left, and my car wasn't riding right. Oh, wait, I left out. Before I left, they said, man, something's going on in the rear, and there's an adjustment back there, so there's some other stuff going on. And then I left, and my car just, you know, it's an old car, motherfucker. I don't want my car to ride. So when I got home, I called that motherfucker and called. He said, we'll bring it back in the morning, blah, blah, blah. So I bring it back in the morning. I'm thinking I need maybe, you know, 200, you know, whatever. The motherfucker might start that motherfucker said 17, 28. And then he showed me all this shit. You know, that was fucked up. Man, I had a decision to make, man. I'm saying, I really ain't trying to spend no $2,000. But then again, I really don't want to buy no another car. I just don't. I don't know when I'm going to die. Shit. And it ain't like I need a car so I can feel happy. So unless I just really, really, really have some money and wanted to buy a car, my caddy, cool, I'd had my caddy like 15 years. And, you know, I knew everything about it. I'm an old motherfucker. My cat ain't cool. It just was riding fucked up. So I told that motherfucker. I took a motherfucking, this is really crazy. I took a Lyft home. So I get home, and when I get home, the dude is from the tire place calling me. And he say, look, why don't you let me try to get you some credit to do this? I said, man, my credit fucked up, man. Nah, man, I just paid for it, man. He said, nah, man, look, just let me try to get you some credit. You might, you know, pandemic, we're kind of, you know,
I said to myself, man, this motherfucker, you know, try to put my shit through, and they go to say, the alarm go off. This motherfucker is fucked up. But I'm on the phone, and this motherfucker come back on the phone and said, congratulations. I said, for what? Because I sure thought that motherfucker approved me, but he did.
I only had to give him motherfucker $300, and I got some motherfucking payments. What I'm saying here is that all you need to do in life is accept that the rules of the motherfucking game, whichever part of it you're in, you can't ignore. As long as the rules is becoming clearer to you, things will work. Because I've been paying my fucking bills like a big old square. I mean, you know, I've been doing everything on time and whatever the fuck I've been doing. And I ain't tried to get no credit. And I don't know when. You know, I ain't tried to get nothing though, because I buy whatever the fuck, I buy it. And because I told that dude, man, I ain't got no good fucking credit. You know, my motherfucking ex-wife, you know, she did. She charged me up. But I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck because, you know, I just ain't no bitch. I ain't paying that shit. Well, you gonna be fucked up. So what? That's if I need credit, bitch. I only had that shit because I was married. I ain't married no motherfucking mom. I don't need no goddamn credit. I'm my own motherfucking bank. God damn it. That's why I only use my, what's it called, that card? Bank card. What the hell is it? Your birth certificate card. I only use that card. No, man, you ain't got to pay that money, man. Come in and get. Man, I went to get my car. I'm so fucking glad I did that because my caddy, I got a 99 DeVille. But I think I bought it in 04 or something like that. But that motherfucker rides like a real new caddy. Take the suspension thing for that money. And bought some new tires and all that shit. Dude, I got them 20s. What I'm saying, man, about the rules. The rules are made to keep. I'm not telling the rules to credit. I'm telling the rules to life. The rules to, you know, being in the game. Because, you know, any game, remember I told you, any athlete, they got to play by rules. You're in a game, and the rules are very clear, and you have to go by them. As long as you fucking adhere to the rules, you won't be getting the kind of complaints that you guys are getting today. You just won't. You don't believe. Well, wait, I take that back. It's not that you won't get them, because I get them. It's that you'll know how to handle them, and they won't become complaints. They'll just be something to be saying. And you chapter or whatever you did. What I'm saying is the rules and everything about doing things a certain way, the reason it's like that is to keep the suckers from being able to pretend they got game. Motherfuckers go to work at the wherever every day. Well, no, every night he go to work at, like, he work, what's that called, a graveyard shift. And then when he get off, he don't go to sleep. And then he just, you know, be out. He got a nice fly-ass car, you know, fucking with bitches. And be acting like they said, hey, man, nigga don't be at work. You know, he be riding around during the day. But the motherfucker can go home at 4 o'clock.
and go to sleep like a motherfucker and make it to work. So what I'm saying is that kind of shit. If you don't want a bitch to look at you like a sucker, start doing some real shit. Start doing some shit that a real motherfucker do. You know, I read some shit this morning, and I feel compelled to say something about it. Now, I don't think negative about women until, of course, it comes to the baby daddy bullshit. I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm the baby daddy. And I know how responsible I was, and that motherfucking bitch called me all kind of everything. But anyway, that's not my complaint. When will mothers take the responsibility for the fact that once that baby is here, they change? And they run a motherfucker. I forgot to go back to blog. Oh, ain't nobody there. They run a motherfucker off. If I was, you know, not listening or taking orders to you before, I mean, from you before you had the baby, what makes you think I'm going to want to take orders from you now that you have the baby? That don't make sense. I raised my daughter alone, and I know many men who've done the same thing, but Shantae, Calvin, Charles, and Pitt, Slick Rick, I also know many new moms who try to use that child as leverage to force that man to stay with her on her terms, or he gonna have some kind of problem, you know, being the daddy to this child. Now, what choice do a man have? What choice do a man have when the woman thinks and speaks as if her dick is as big as his? All the women who talking that baby daddy shit know they're guilty of speaking to the man as if he's a punk. Now, what real man is going to sit and listen to a motherfucking bitch saying shit his partners be saying? It takes two parents to make a child. But it seems the mothers always feel they know best. And I think that's bullshit. That's my gripe. I don't think mothers know best. Some, if times are changing, that shit should change too. Because mothers don't necessarily know best. Women want to be treated equal. But specific things like this, they want to have the same ideals that they had yesterday. They want everything to change except some shit like that. Progress is progress. If the changes for you is progress, I believe, since it's been proven a million times over, that we need to change that bullshit about dudes, fathers, aren't responsible. Because there's 10,000 times more responsible fathers today than there was yesterday. But there's that many times and more fucked up women able to lie, able to just say something. You know, get mad at me if you want to. But I don't see any of you motherfuckers getting mad at the skanks who be on Facebook and all that shit roasting their baby daddy for some shit they know is wrong. Just like Trump. Oh, the election was stolen from me. Yeah, my baby daddy this, my baby daddy that, and the bitch know goddamn well she lying. The same shit. Roasting that baby's daddy for some shit they know is wrong. I stand for real fathers who
do not need their mother, the child's mother, permission to be a dad. I'll father and be a father the way I feel is right. And that doesn't mean I'm kissing a bitch ass to do it. Because I ain't. I went to court. I spent money on lawyers with both my daughters. And I won both of my motherfucking parental rights. Man, I one of them. I won, and the next day the bitch moved to Montana. I didn't get to fuck with that daughter much. But the one, Lena, I wasn't going to let that happen. So at 6 months old, I got Lena. 6 months old, I got Lena. And let me tell you, it was the best thing I could ever do. Because responsibility brings out a real man. Something that you really feel responsible for, which for whatever reason, I just, you know, felt responsible in a different kind of way, not just because I was her dad. But just some came over me. Now, what I'm saying is, women just love to talk about their personal problems as if they had no part in them. That's what I'm really getting at. You know, the dude ain't gonna just sit up and listen to the bullshit. Now I'm gonna drop this on you, and I'm gonna be done. It's really amazing how much we grow up to be our parents. Every morning I wake up and take my deep breath and do like my father used to do. And I thank God for allowing me to see another day. Father, I thank you for this day. That was my dad used to say. You can hear him say that every morning. But after I do that, I lay there and I plan my day and shit. And as always, I begin with wondering why I chose to be this motherfucker. Why have I chosen such a difficult field of endeavor to be involved in? You know, wanting to uplift and bolster men's confidence. I don't know. It's not easy. It's not easy to deal with grown men who, like, are totally wrong in whatever they're thinking, but they want to debate their position. I don't do that shit. Who cares why you chose to stand in the middle of the motherfucking street? Who gives a fuck because you've seen people get ran over in the middle of the street? Who gives a fuck why you wanted to do it? Because if you do it, you're getting ran over like the motherfuckers you know. So why the fuck would you do it? Well, Rosebud, I thought that it was like, okay, well, now I don't hear why the fuck you did it, you stupid motherfucker, but people be wanting me to do that. Listen to that shit. I also be wondering, what do I have to do? Or how much more do I have to do to just get you away from thinking like that? Thinking needy. I cannot force my thoughts or anything on your life, your decisions. I know that. But then I start wondering why I believe I'm not supposed to live as a normal or a regular person would live, because a normal or a regular person would do their best to do whatever. And if not, you know, went over right, they would say, fuck it. I wonder why I chose to be a beacon of light to you motherfuckers who are a little lost at sea. You know something else? I wonder why must I be the one who at all costs think rationally? And it doesn't escape me either as to why I put so much pressure on myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself to be the best at whatever I endeavor to do. I want to be the best. I'm going to say I'm the best. I'm going to do shit to show that I think I'm the best. But believe me, that's a lot of pressure. And I'll be wondering, why do I go through all this? And then it dawns on me. I have all those goddamn answers at my feet. If only I'd look to see the answers. I'm stuck on the question. Don't do that. The question is only there to propel you in thought. But if you're stuck on the question, you're not going to think about shit. But the question. I'm telling you. What I'm saying is, I have my plate so full for the same goddamn reasons I wake up every morning that I do. Obvious that my dedication to and the blessings from I get from the game had this plan for me. It's all in the overall plan. So who am I to wonder anything about this shit? I don't know, you usually hear me talking about what I've done and I be bragging about the shit. Well, today, or at least for this video, I'm a little different. And the one thing that I hate about today is that I get all you guys on this stream, and you motherfuckers didn't ask no questions, man. Why do you insult me like that, man? There's no way you under-fucking-stand everything I said. But maybe you're not insulting me. You're just letting me see how small and messy as you got, man. Come on, man. You ain't got to call in now. But I know if I go to StreamYard, yeah, look at all that shit. Got hell of shit over here. I ain't answering none of that shit. Because what I'm saying is, why the fuck can't you guys fucking call in and say this shit? Matter of fact, man, who the fuck is going to win the book? You guys are so fucked up. Somebody, but any motherfucking way, man, you know I'm gone, man. You guys be cool. And I'll see you on the next one.